It's The Doors on Nova 103.5. People are strange. They are indeed. 28 minute na 10, Caroline wat saam met jou kuier. Hoop jy het 'n heerlike dinsdag so ver en dat alles net goed gaan met jou vandag. So vir verlede week erns het ek, you know, last week sometime, a friend of mine, Andrea Benson, she gave me a call and she said, honey, I think you need to come over and come see what I need to show you. So I went to her place over at 18 Bell Street and Grinnekrans. It's the Bell House Atelier and Gallery. And I saw the most incredible stone sculptures. They are so beautiful. You can't look at them and not feel something. The exhibition is The Heart of Stone Speaks the Life of Love. And the sculptor is Kutsunai Katatere. And his solo stone sculpture exhibition is running until the 14th of July. Now, guess what? I am lucky enough to have this incredible man who's got artwork all over the world in the studio. Welcome to my studio. It's so awesome to have you here, Kutsunai. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Welcome. Yeah. I was blown away when I saw your sculptures because you stand in front of them and you can't not feel something. And you just want to touch them. And I didn't know, am I allowed to touch them? Am I not allowed to touch them? What inspires you? How did you start with these?
Okay, yeah. Maybe to make a briefing, people would like to know how I pronounce my name. My name is Kutsunai Katerere. I'm a Zimbabwean-born sculptor. Yeah, at the age of 2 years, my parents separated. Then I have to go with my mother to her parents, which is my grandparents. That's where I grew up. So in that place, that's where Zimbabwean stone sculpturing started in the early 1950s. So as an eldest grandson, I was responsible to look after the cattle. So during my time when I went into the forest to search for the cattle, that's when I could see Zimbabwean sculptors in the forest, busy with their work sculpting. So to me, that was something that could ring every day in my mind, even seeing it with my eyes. It inspired me because my grandparents, they had no school fees to send me to school. So by then, I started playing with stones at a very young age of 8 years. Yeah.
Yo, that was very young. Mm. But you mentioned that it's an art form that started in the 50s in Zimbabwe.
Yes, yes.
That is so incredible. One of your sculptures that I saw is one of a man carrying a dog.
Okay.
What inspired you to do that one?
Yeah, you know, living in this world when things are changing every day physically and spiritually, the man carrying the dog, I was inspired when I was watching the news about the war in Ukraine, when I saw people fleeing, holding their dogs. So it's something that touched me because as humans, there is a strong relationship between nature and us. We say that ecological relationship between humans that sometimes that contributed to our love in this present world. So that piece is a great inspiration to this exhibition. Yeah.
If you want to see some of the sculptures that we're busy talking about, you're welcome to go to their website. It's bellhouse.art. And just look out for The Heart of Stone Speaks the Life of Love. There are lots of photos there. You can see it. It's stone sculptures. Now, another question that I've got for you is, how do you decide which stone? How do you know which colors are going to come out? Because some of those sculptures I saw, they just have the most incredible colors inside in the sculpture.
Yeah, I think it's something that is difficult for me to explain because it's in me. I am also a miner.
A miner?
Yeah, I do the mining myself. You see, if you can see these stones, they cannot be seen on background. So which means you have to dig them 2 meters below.
Sure.
So I have that ability in me. When I arrive in a certain place, I can be able to detect by seeing the grass on top, on the trees and the soil. I can tell you that below the Saichi
wow.
type of stone. So again, you know, I'm good at researching. I've been looking all over the world and searching about the greatest living sculptor like Jeff Koons. Is a very well known and one of the world's greatest sculptors from America. He is a man of colors. So, yeah, by seeing him, I think I'm in the right way because colors sometimes they speak a deep meaning. So, color and love is something that is part of my inspiration.
Wow. Yeah. With that, we're going to go back to the music and continue talking about the beautiful work that Katsunae Katatere does. His work currently at the Bell House Atelier and Gallery, and they will be there until the 14th of July. I'm going to share a link to some of his artwork as well. Trust me, you want to see this.
Go far with
Yes, by Nova, NL35, good luck, taking it easy. As I swim, 21 minutes for 11, Kathleen, what's on with your care? And at this moment, it is all about art in the studio. Heart of Stone speaks the life of love. The Power of Love collection of sculptures by Katsunae Katatere is a dangerous exhibition because it will make you feel those stones. Your hand is really just drawn to the stone because you look at it and you want to touch them. His work has been exhibited in Canada, Czechoslovakia, Germany, South Africa, the USA, the United Kingdom, featured on the BBC and honored by the National Gallery of Zimbabwe and the African Millennium Foundation. He's considered one of the very few of the third generation of Shona sculptors to have remained true to the ethos of the grand masters of the stone sculpture movement in the way that he depicts the interaction between man and nature. Now, the name of the exhibition is The Power of Love. What was your inspiration behind that?
Okay, the inspiration behind my exhibition is that, you know, I found that people, we are coming in a very tragic time. This pandemic of COVID-19, a lot of people lost their relatives, lost their jobs and so on. So I decided to make this theme, The Power of Love, as a vehicle to comfort people. If you look into my sculptures, the faces, themselves, they speak love, they show love. If you touch how I finish my sculptures, the smoothness, even the colors in this exhibition is something. It's a language on itself. So I allow my sculpture to speak for themselves, for people to be comforted. So the theme of love is something that I have seen. It is a true and powerful character that can bring people to recovery.
I feel that because when I was standing there looking at these sculptures and sneaky touching them, I wasn't sure if I'm allowed to or not. That is what I felt. It's so powerful. It's beautiful. I wanted all of them. I thought to myself, I want all of these babies in my house.
Yeah.
The stone you work with, do we get that type of stone here as well in Namibia?
Yeah, I have worked some stones in Namibia. Namibia has got beautiful stones because when I first came here, it was in 2016. I had an opportunity from the government of Namibia to collaborate with some of the youth here. So that's when I experienced some of the stones here in Namibia. But particularly on this exhibition, I used the Zimbabwean stones.
Zimbabwean stones?
Yes, yeah.
I read somewhere or on the website about a dream that you had. Please tell me more about that, a dream that inspired you with the faces and the love.
Okay, yeah, when I finished my high school, I didn't have some money to continue even to go to college. But now I had to use stones as a vehicle to take me out there into the world.
Sure.
So the only thing which I had to do was to work on stones. Then the stones would take me out of the village, that the patched area, into the world. So It's amazing because Zimbabwe, out of 10 sculptures of the world, 5 are from Zimbabwe. So there's a lot of competition in Zimbabwe. So as an artist, a third generation artist, you have to forge your own skills, which are totally different from the other, so that people can see you and recognize you. So I remember when I was trying to make my own skills as a Christian, I had a day when I had a dream in 2004, when I saw a face, you know? This thing, I don't want to speak much about it, but I ended up speaking because people would ask me this question: how, what inspired? Why is it your face are so beautiful and nice? So in that dream, I saw a vision of a face. That face was so beautiful. So from there, I have to change the style which I was doing by then, and follow that face which I saw in that vision, until today. It's something that I cannot change. It's something that I have to follow, because I believe that God gave me that type of art which I'm doing today.
Yeah. That is, I felt that in my heart when you said that now. Because I think if you look at those stone sculptures, you will know it's your work. Everyone, if they the first time they see it, they will know from then on it's your work. That's Kitsunai Katatere, who's visiting me in the studio today. Trust me on this. Do yourself a favor and go and have a look at the Power of Love collection of sculptures. It is absolutely amazing. If you want to know where to go, it's the Bell House Atelier and Gallery. It's in 18 Bell Street here in Windhoek. The building is called Grinnekrans in Windhoek, there in Bell Street. And have a look on their website. It's bellhouse.art, and the Heart of Stone speaks the life of love. It's until the 14th of July. I'll also share some of the photos and the website on Nova's Facebook page. Kitsunai, anything else that you would like to tell our listeners?
Yeah, I would like to say, you know, in difficult times, love is the only thing that is sustained. Even the babe can sense love. Animals, plants, they can sense it. So let us love one another. Let us try by all means to show true love to one another. That's what I can say.